You were in
Miami Beach.
And what was Mother doing there?
She was a social worker.
Working in Miami Beach.
Yes.
Doing like, I thought she was with the Red Cross.
No, she was with the Red Cross before that. I think the floods in Louisville or something like that. That's before we got married. Mm-hmm. She was doing social work. I don't know exactly what it was.
Well, one thing that's always puzzled me, here is the ambitious and attractive young musician playing both coasts and so forth, and getting hooked up with a social worker who is not of that scene.
I don't know. It's just one of these things that happened. We hit it off together.
There must have been dozens of women,
yes,
actresses.
There were.
Celebrities.
There were. I slept around quite a lot.
But your choice was for someone outside of that
world. For some reason, who can explain these things?
Well,
you can't explain these things.
Have you thought about it?
Not really.
Just...
No, it just happened.
Well, I mean, did you have the kind of feeling that for your family life you perhaps wanted something away from that world?
No, that wasn't my thought. I'll tell you, I mainly wanted to recreate a life in a house of my own that I'd had in Cape Town. That was a very deep-rooted desire to have a little cave of my own. And I apparently managed to achieve that.
And if it had been a starlet, it might not have been quite that...
For some reason, I never had any desire to marry anybody in show business.
Oh,
I don't
Pearl
know why.
Did have...
No. No, she had no ambitions that way at all. Mm-hmm. No, she was always rather a withdrawn sort of person.
In spite of her having been the beauty queen?
Yes. No, she was rather a shy, quiet sort of person. Mm-hmm. You've met Pearl, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. She's living in Connecticut. Mm-hmm. So you met Mother in Miami.
And then when I came over here and Mother died,
You had divorced Pearl and you were,
yes,
playing Miami.
Yes, that's right. And then I sent for Elizabeth and she hopped in a car and I told her to get onto Sunset Boulevard and keep going. And I remember how confusing it is. You've driven along Sunset Boulevard, it goes round corners. And as soon as she got here, we got married. Then we lived on Alfred Street.
She had not been to Southern California?
No.
Before.
And then we lived on North Alfred Street. And one night, I was playing at the Bar of Music again here with another partner. We were driving down Martel Avenue. I think Joni was in the car, and I was looking for a house, and she said, "Daddy, there's a house for sale." So I went in and met Mrs. Harlan, who was sitting in the front room here, and we made a price of $8,900, and I paid a deposit the next day, and that was it. It was the only really intelligent business deal I ever made in my life. And we've had no problems with landlords... or anything. And let me see, what else can I say about it? Well, you know more or less what happened here, and I gave my shows and played all the high school concerts and the college concerts and various radio stations and early television here.
Right. Should we finish the tape?
Yeah.
You want to stop or you want to...
Well, I mean, there's nothing very much to say now.
To go back and pick
And of course, and 1971... I went round the world on the Rotterdam, and then I've played several cruise ships since then, and a couple of years ago I got the engagement on the old Monterey, and you joined us in Honolulu.
Now, before the time that you and Mother were married.
Yes.
Just kind of go back all over all that time.
Yes.
What would you say are the periods that you remember with the greatest fondness before that marriage?
I think my early days here in Hollywood, sort of getting started and playing engagements.
Even as Cape Town.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Because it was new, it was glamorous, and then of course it was before the hippie invasion. The Sunset Strip was a very glamorous part of the world. There'd be crowds every night outside the Trocadero and Ciro's, waiting for the movie stars to come in, people dressed in evening dress. There were first nights, opening nights at Grauman's Chinese, and it was the glamorous days of Hollywood. I remember going, standing on Sunset Boulevard, and everybody started looking around, and there was Tom Mix in his white cowboy suit, sitting in the back of a convertible Cadillac with gold fittings and steer horns in the front, being driven by his chauffeur, who was also in a white cowboy outfit. They put on a show in those days.
So you actually had the feeling that you were in some way living out the Hollywood dream.
Yes, definitely.
The thousands of people all over the country, millions
of
course, all over the world.
People still want to come to the city. Mm-hmm. This is still, I mean, the word Hollywood, although there's just the Goldwyn studio now, of course, Paramount is still here, and Columbia, but they're not really making as many. They're making movies, and quite a lot of movies now, but television, of course, is the big thing. But the name Hollywood still has that glamorous connotation.
Mm-hmm. So if you were, like, charting your mood, you'd say that there was definitely, that you were rising to a kind of a peak at the, arriving in Hollywood and
yes.
doing the
job. Yes, that was probably the peak. And you see, it was an imaginary peak, of course.
Well, and what about before that? What about the great disappointments, the great difficulties?
No, I never had any great difficulties.
Before that,
in Cape Town, you and I always did well.
Going from say birth to your arrival in Hollywood.
Great difficulties.
Well, the times that you remember with the greatest unease, sadness, distaste.